Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone? prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1-800-HERB-TALK-LIVE. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thank you for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Frank, how's it going? Our magical engineer. Yes, yes. Yes, I am here in the nick of time. I am, Frank. A little late today, running here and there, but, you know, doing the usual. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about, in the first part of the show, apocalypse fatigue. We've talked about this before, so it's kind of like a part two. And we got some interesting surveys across the country about what people are thinking and what are they doing. And we have a very brief quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. Seek the Lord's face. Mind the time, because it grows short. And our devotional puts us in Matthew 24, where the Lord tells us, but of that day, he means the end, and the hour, knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. That's right, so the Lord doesn't even know when he's coming back. His Father knows, and it goes along with the Galilean wedding. Yeah, that cultural wedding that he described to the disciples at the Last Supper made total sense to them, because they were from Galilee. If you don't know about the Galilean wedding, and how it ties in and dovetails into the last days, well, I'd look into it. Wisdom is knowledge. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this first part of the show. This was a survey about doomsday. Yeah, this was done by, let's see, the bonusfinder.com website. They surveyed over 6,000 Americans, and 7 in 10 people say there's no one that they trust to save them from an end-of-the-world event. 7 in 10, Frank. What do you think? People waking up, Frank? I wish they'd wake up a little faster, but yes, U.S. government, not going to save them. It's not going to prevent a doomsday event either, they said. And they believe doomsday could be sooner than we think. So we're going to talk about this just to get prepared and have some enlightenment. Take it for what you want to take it for. But I'm feeling motivated to tell you about it. And so that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about apocalypse fatigue. This is part two. And you know what? In 2014, you remember, Frank, I asked this question. Is American growing, is America growing weary regarding apocalyptic events? Well, the answer in 2014 was a resounding yeah. So nearly a decade has passed, and Americans are still kind of tired of hearing about, you know, the approaching doomsday. I, too, am also very weary of hearing about negative events or plans to be carried out. However, I also realize the time frame that we are in, that it's full of hypocrisy and deceit. And this makes it even more difficult to filter out the news, to know what's real. And the Bible actually can help us track some events to keep a handle on where we are in time frame and what's to come. Frank says he's weary of it, too. He says, let's just get it done already. Well, here is a quote from me, June 2014. I said, I think the fatigue Americans are feeling is based on distrust, which they feel towards the media and the government, end of quote. Well, let's look at this 2023 survey. This is a survey according to bonusfinder.com. They surveyed 6,200 Americans on how they think things are going and what the future may hold. And the results were direct and profound. Results showed that 71.2% of those asked, they said they have no faith, not a little, some, they said no faith in the U.S. government to prevent or to save them from a doomsday event. And researchers found that this growing distress appears to be bipartisan. Here's a quote from Bonus Finder. They say, even more unnerving, many of the respondents believe doomsday could come within the next year, end of quote. Well, here's some additional information from their survey. What would bring about a doomsday? 55.8% think doomsday would come through a climate change issue. Chime in anytime, Frank, if you have input. Okay. One third of those surveyed stated an international virus will affect the world. One quarter felt the start of World War III was likely to occur. 7% stated an alien invasion would occur. 7% felt 2024 would be the year of a zombie apocalypse. 82% in the swing state of Arizona don't trust the government to protect them. And the top five states with the least amount of trust in the government included Kansas, 78%, Alabama, 78%, Pennsylvania, 77%, and Oregon, ta-da, Frank, 76%. Well, here's a question for everybody. Are you a resilient, ready citizen? I can remember prior to 2016, the notion to be called a prepper was kind of considered a criticism. You were kind of labeled a conspiracy theorist, I believe, back then. So the survey asked what steps people were making to prepare for the worst. And many of them stated they were storing provisions. Now, populations in all 50 states are seeing the warning signs, and they're making some plans. So the top states with prepping for doomsday were Montana and Nebraska at about 50%. And next were New Mexico and Mississippi. Oklahoma was the state least prepared at 28%. As for what is prompting people to get prepared for the worst, their response by 16% was that they were seeing in world affairs and on social media some unsettling things. Here is a quote from Bonus Finder. They say 1 in 10 say watching the news led them to start doomsday prepping, end of quote. This is a quote from a report called The End of American Dream. Sorry, my phone was going off, Frank. Forgot to turn it off. Okay, so this is a pro- quote from the end of The American Dream, published November 2022. They said, preppers in America increased from 2% to 3% to approximately 10% after the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. And here's a quote from a very serious prepper by the name of John Remy. He said, it's estimated that around 15 million Americans are actively engaged in preparing for the worst. So people are thinking ahead, and they're trying to stock some things that they think they're going to need. And according to the research on Bonus Finder, a good percentage are storing away of water. 41.2% said water. 39.3% said warm clothing. 38.2% said storable foods. One in five that they surveyed said extra pet food. Don't forget your pet. One in 10 said extra cash to be have on hand. They also listed emergency shelter and medical supplies and hygiene items. Now, the survey did not list any defensive weapons, but that's kind of considered no-brainer, really. Now, here's something from Cornell University Press. They had published The Prepared was the name of their publication. It said, quote, a resilient citizen is defined as prepared and can survive over 31 days without external aid or utilities. 31 days. I know a lot of people can't survive one day without their phone. Well, according to the research, Nebraska has the highest number of resilient citizens at 51.35%. as having stored enough provisions for at least a month. And it would appear that America is beginning to see that preparing for catastrophic events is a necessity. That old saying, it is good to have it and not need it, rather than needing it and you're not having it, because it's becoming a nationwide motto, basically, is what I'm saying. So the report did also say that on a national average, 30% of the population is actually resilient ready. 30% of the United States, just 30%, has enough for 30 days. Nebraskans are also the most confident citizens, with 64.86% saying that they can endure and survive a doomsday event. Now, out of this Bonus Finder survey, it said, quote, men are more likely to prep for doomsday than women, which I think is true. And what does it cost to get prepped? Well, the researchers also asked the people they were serving how much that they'd spent getting prepared. And here was the takeaway. Montana and New Mexico, those preppers spent at least 10 grand. Other states said between $1,000 and $5,000. Yeah, it can cost some money in situations like we're going to be facing. I think sacrifices are warranted in order to get ready. Because, you know, we're kind of burning daylight at this point, I think. Because burning daylight's a military expression that we'd better get on the stick because we're wasting time. And I know people who have been prepping for over a decade, and they are very well prepared. So it is dawning on Americans that their country is not prepared for the worst. Unlike it or not, the global threats are growing. So there is the saying, learn to shoot the gun before the war, not during the war. Okay? So don't be Chicken Little. The sky is falling. You know, get control and get ready. John Ramey goes on to say, broadly speaking, more and more people are realizing that they are their own first responder, end of quote. Yeah. Who are you going to call when you know what hits the fan? There's not going to be anybody answering that phone. I mean, plan for that. that would be, you know, the most devastating some people can think of is they pick up and they call for, you know, ambulance or police and nobody's coming. So plan for that. And you know what? I found out over the last decade, prepping is practice. I once heard someone say this, prepping is practice for the unforeseen and the inevitable. Mm-hmm. So this is very true, really. We have actually a Bible example of prepping with the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. Five virgins were prepared and considered wise, and five were not. And what were they waiting on? The bridegroom. That would be Jesus Christ. Remember the Galilean wedding? Find out about it. So I'm seeing disruption also in supply chains. And if you've been thinking about storing up things for the worst, I wouldn't wait, because when you go back, it's probably not going to be available. Be resilient. Be ready, even if it means making a few sacrifices, sacrificing the vacation or cutting back on holiday gifts. Utilize holiday sales to stretch your, you know, prepper budget and get prepared. And don't forget, you're going to stock some medicinal supplies. And don't forget your 10-year shelf life herb medicines. Well, that shelf life will far exceed any over-the-counter stuff. Okay. Over-the-counter stuff's got a 2 to 3 year shelf life on stuff you're picking up at the store. So your herbal tinctures and your herbal powders have, the powders have a 5 year shelf life and your tincture's a 10 year shelf life. So if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their free catalog. They have formulas for infections, viruses, toxins, poisonous bites, pandemics, and a whole lot more. So you can be as ready as possible. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. You can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you were with us recently, Thursday show, we were talking about tuberculosis and thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, that's an herb, often used in culinary dishes, but thyme has a natural germicide to kill tuberculosis bacteria. So you'll want stuff like that. Gentian root has a natural inhibitor for Ebola, hemorrhagic fever viruses. So you've got tools. Learn how to use them. And if you want to learn more about the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They started their harvest sale. It's underway now. You can save 15% on orders of $65 or more. You want to use coupon code HARVEST23, but you want to hurry. The sale will end on the 31st of October. So definitely take advantage of that. Get stocked up on your cold and flu stuff as well as other things. Pandemic kits is on my list for most everybody I know, because you've got lots of neat tools in there that you can pull out for even cold and flu situations. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a recipient of their free newsletters, American Survival and Health Quest, do sign up for those, because you'll get information each week that will help you prep. All you have to do is go to the website, The Power Herbs, click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. You do have to have an email address to receive the newsletter. It's not snail mailed. So sign up for the newsletters, and you can share that information with family and friends. That's fine. And, you know, pull together. If you know some people that are like-minded, if you want to have like a little, I don't know, kibbutz, if you will, you'll have some people that you can rely on, and you can share resources. I've got a brother in South Carolina that he keeps saying, stock up on Indian wampum. And I was intrigued by that. I said, what do you consider that Indian wampum there? And he said, well, you know, coffee beans, things you can trade, bullets, tools, tobacco, stuff like that that people want that you can barter with. So think of those things as well as when you're prepping. Think of things you can trade with, what people may be needing, bandages, you know, antiseptics. So stock up on those kind of things. You know, all those things are important. And you gotta, I mean, when you start to sit down there, Frank, and think about what all you're gonna need, the list keeps going. And you go, well, you know, kind of have a priority on your list. You know, peel off 5 items, you know, that and prioritize those that you think are gonna be the most needed. And once you got those, go on down the list and peel off 5 more and work it that way so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. But we are at a point where I don't think you're a conspiracy theorist anymore to say that you're prepping for the worst. I think it's a necessity at this point. Frank says Dollar Tree has the cheapest price on bandages and stuff like that. Okay. Hey, well, all right. You may want to make sure you get some waterproof bandages too, though. You may have to get some of those. Those are a little more expensive. You know, when you got time, just peruse the sundry item in the pharmacy aisles for things that you just jump out at you. You know, extra toothbrushes, floss, toothpaste, those kind of things. All those things for hygiene, extra soaps that you may need. That'll be storable. What'd you say, Frank? They have less peer package as the regular ones. Okay. Yeah, so you know, Dollar Tree can save you on some of that stuff, then I say go for that. And just, you know, be practical. Like I said, prioritize what you're stocking. But you are going to need water, food, clothing, shelter, obviously, and then your medicinals and hygiene products, it's first aid stuff. So getting those things together. Long shelf storable foods would be your dehydrated type, freeze dried items. Some people, if you got the extra cash, you pick up a dehydrator and start making some things and storing them. I would probably store some whole wheat that's organic and get a grain mill. And that way you can just make a little flour at a time for what you need so it won't go rancid. And it'll be really good flour because you'll have all the natural oils still in them. So start thinking that because I think grains are going to be really, really expensive in the near future here. I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, more empowering news. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007 Your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, thank you so much. Going back to the 90s. Wasn't it the 90s? I think it was. Anyway, all right, we're going to be talking about for a few minutes. We're going to talk about our pH level. A lot of people, you know, look at their pH. They want to, you know, they don't want to be too acidic or worry about cancer. And so we're going to just chime in a little bit here with some tips on how to keep your pH as balanced as you can. So the medical science area says your bioelectrical entities or your engines, they say, on a cellular level, things like how your organs communicate through chemical exchange and electrical impulses. So these pulses work on an electromagnetic current, and your nerves are also really on the electrical side too. They have charges and conduit fibers. So what creates and keeps all this electricity in check? Well, it's based on the delicate balance of your biochemistry in your blood system, your saliva, and your other body fluids, known as your pH. So let's get down to the brass tacks of it. The brass tacks of pH are the differences between the acid and the alkalinity in your system. And science measures it on a scale of 1 to 14, with 1 being extremely acid and 14 being extremely alkaline. So neutral, according to medicine, a pH reading of about 7 is what people should shoot for, they say. And all living things, including plants and animals, require pH readings between 5.5 and 8 in order to maintain good health and to avoid sickness and death, and plants to be healthy as well. So what about an imbalance? Well, what happens when living things develop an imbalance, let's say in pH, in either extreme? Well, whether you are too acidic or alkaline, there is a great risk of tissue damage and then loss of function. I heard on a radio ad, there was this new prescription for a pharmaceutical company that didn't want to call it a drug. It was being kind of presented as a natural remedy, a probiotic for irritable bowel syndrome. And you needed a doctor's prescription, though, to buy it. The new drug was called Digestive Advantage, and it was being marketed as a medical food. So you want to keep in mind that prescribed medications can disrupt pH in a real short time, and there are two areas of the human body that can withstand higher acidity and the rest of the body, and these areas are diagnosed and designed to deal with your acids, your stomach acids, and help your kidneys filter and things like that. So you have to wonder, if it's a digestive food, why does it need a prescription? Anything with a prescription is already deemed as toxic. That's why it has to be highly regulated. So let's ask the question, how do you become too acidic? Well, what you eat is the single most important influence over your pH. So if you eat a lot of meat and potatoes constantly, and all your food is cooked, nothing raw and fresh, this kind of creates this overabundance of acid. This kind of lifestyle is going to begin to deplete your sodium and your potassium, your calcium and magnesium, along with other acid neutralizing chemicals designed to prevent tissue damage. We want to also know that diet does not replace these protective elements, and therefore, you know, disease can quickly follow. So you want to be diligent about making sure you're getting the right nutrition. And with that said, how do you become too alkaline? Well, again, the diet is going to dictate your pH. So if you're eating foods that encourage your system to become too alkaline, this will severely disrupt your digestive function. Alkalinity will disrupt the balance of your flora, your good digestive bacteria, and allows for an overgrowth of yeast. So this will interfere with your ability to assimilate foods and convert protein to amino acids, which provides energies to the cell. And disease can quickly follow. You may get a diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. A diet rich with white flour, carbohydrates, refined sugar, and dairy products can make you too alkaline. Also, if you're consuming several courses of antibiotics in a year, or repeat courses, long courses of antibiotics, that will also disrupt your bacteria and create a yeast overgrowth. So beware of that. So your body really goes to great effort to try to maintain your pH level. Usually a 7.35 is the average in the bloodstream. So if your diet or other influences are altering this level in either direction by one or even 2 points, your electrical chemistry is also altered. So this can be, you know, dangerous, because it can interfere, obviously, with your blood cells and delivering oxygen to the body. Your energy level plummets, and this can cause death even. You get a disruption in electrical impulses. You may get heart flutters, AFib. There's a suggestion. This is a homeopath called Victor Rasheen. He had a method of eating to adjust the pH in the body, so using the diet as your caliber to adjust pH. He recommended 6 servings of vegetables, 2 servings of fruits, 1 serving of starch, and 1 serving of protein. He said this diet works for the people of the Mediterranean and also the Asian continents, who have almost no risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, or diabetes. So this lifestyle will also offer 80% alkalinity and 20% acidity in the system. So the acids come from the starch and protein foods, and the alkalinity from the vegetables and fruits. So it is recommended to pair 1 starch with several vegetables and 1 meat in one meal, and then pair 1 protein with several vegetables in another meal, and having your fruit in between as snacks. So if you follow this eating style, you're going to maintain an 80-20 ratio of alkaline to acid in the blood system. But you want to remember, 60% of your food should be raw each day in this diet, and it will help keep you from getting your cells too acidic or alkaline. So you cook food, it changes it chemically. So keep that in mind. Also, you know, this is just a suggestion. It's not written in stone. Some people may have to alter the diet a little bit more with the help of a homeopathic, naturopath, because maybe they have a medical condition or sensitivity to certain foods they can't have. So you want to keep that in mind. If you have food sensitivities, you may need some guidance from a naturopath on it. Well, let's talk about the average American. So the average American still goes by kind of the old food pyramid, which recommends eating just one vegetable and one protein with two starches. And you want to keep in mind that most restaurant menus tend to mimic this, but it's more exaggerated with the protein portion, not including an appetizer. So the protein portion most people eat per meal is 2 to 3 times what they should be eating, and therefore this eating habit really favors a lot of acidity. And by the way, Dr. Bernard Jensen said herbs are quite alkaline. So if you're worried about acids, herbs aren't going to be promoting the acids. So we're kind of needing a food revival, if you will, because, you know, we've got GMOs to deal with and glyphosate on crops gets into them and all kinds of nonsense. So we really need better foods, organic foods, and fresh, you know, crisp organic foods, not so much cooked foods. So try to make sure you're getting some fresh foods in the diet. So we need a food revival in America. And the body can't repair or regenerate organs without right chemical nutrition. So we have to adjust our thinking and remind ourselves every day when we eat food, is it going to build up our body or tear it down? So the quality of your food and the portions of your food has to be evaluated, and then you have to be consistent with it. It's a lifestyle, not a diet. It's permanent when it's a lifestyle. So when you apply, let's say, for a job and you get a job, you expect a job description and everything you need to perform the job, such as, you know, your uniform, your desk, your paperwork, your phone, that kind of thing. Also, you can't fix a foreign car without metric tools. Your body can't, you know, yell at you directly like your boss would, but it does communicate with you when you get off on the diet and it can't perform. So eat the right foods so your body has the right tools to do its job. You should also decide if you are, you know, if you're needing a drill sergeant to help you stay on track. And, you know, pretty much, you know, power your way through it and learn as you go, because after a while it becomes second nature. So get back on track. Balance that pH going forward is going to be important for any kind of recovery. People ask me about juices. Are they helpful in accomplishing this? Use a pint of juice a day if you're going to use juices. It can also be vegetable juice and citrus. You don't want to do too much of one or the other. Some examples may be, if you have arthritis, maybe some celery and parsley in your juices. If you have blood pressure issues, maybe parsley, cayenne, and garlic. If you got, digestive issues, colitis and gas, maybe coconut milk, carrot, maybe throw in a little slippery elm. If you got eczema issues, carrot, celery, and lemon. Of course, if you've got any food sensitivities, do, you know, be using common sense. For just general cleansing, some people like to use celery, parsley, spinach, and carrot. And if you got overweight problems, beet greens, parsley, and celery added to your, let's say, tomato juice or citrus juices will be the smart thing. So those are really neat tools. They're organic. They're chemistry-based. God did the chemistry. So they're fit, and they're made for the human consumption and the body. Also, make sure you're getting the right minerals. Electrolytes also go in a long way for balance, keeping cell walls strong, arteries and veins flexible, because water and salt in the human body counter-regulate. And medicine knows this because every time you're admitted to the hospital, they hook you up to a saline drip. So they know salt's important for your cells. You don't get enough salt, they can collapse, bleed, or even explode. So I like to use ocean salt because it's got 84 microminerals and it's the right balance. When they analyze our body fluids, even amniotic fluid babies float in, it's identical to ocean water. So ocean salt's going to have that pure balance. make sure you don't get a processed salt. Get a sun-dried salt because it'll have the nutrition still in it. And you don't need as much. And it doesn't, it's not just sodium chloride, which is very harsh like processed salt is, and that will push up your blood pressure. But sun-dried salt, the way we're supposed to be using it, won't. And people say, well, how much am I supposed to use? Whatever you can pinch between your fingers and sprinkle on your food, that's how much you put on. See? So you don't need a whole lot. A one-pound bag of ocean salt will last you about a year. Now, if you're looking for the Ocean Celtic Salt on the PowerHerbs.com site, it's not there right now. The salt distributor will not have any until the first of the year. So some other outlets may have it. The telltale sign of salt that's authentic is it's not white like refined salt is. So take a piece of paper if you're shopping and hold it up to the salt. It should, the salt should be an off-white grayish color. So that's how you know it's sun-dried. When they artificially dry or heat the salt or distill it, it turns it real white. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about your fingernails. Frank, I don't know about you, but, you know, people like to go for fingernail pedis and manicures and get their toenails done and everything. I do not have time for that, but I like to keep my nails clean and nice and healthy looking. So we're going to talk about your health based on what your nails look like. So, you know, you don't need a palm reader to tell you what's going on. If you just take a serious look at your nails, you can probably figure out some things. Just as your blood or your urine or your hair offer us some clues into your health, so can your nails. They can indicate health problems even. So you want to keep in mind your nails are really skin cells, and they like to breathe. And I know girls like to paint them and stuff and put fake nails on, but, you know, you run the risk. If you do that too frequently, you run the risk of getting a fungus. Wearing nail polish and fake nails will suffocate the nail, especially at the nail bed, and this can make the nails very vulnerable to nail fungus infections. So we're going to take a look at some health conditions our nails can indicate that we have. So according to some medical science, there are about 30 different health conditions that can be spotted by looking at your fingernails. For instance, your nails could signal that you have a heart, a kidney, or a cancer problem. So those with pulmonary or heart conditions like emphysema, they could show signs of a problem when the tissue beneath the nail becomes thick, forcing the nail to club around the finger, making it look bulbous. So the nails that curve over the bulbous finger, well, this is known as clubbing. So if your fingernails do that, and you probably, you know, see pictures of it on the internet if you want to type that in, clubbing fingernails. What about nails that may have lines or dents in them? Well, you may have noticed some nails that may develop some strange horizontal or even vertical lines or strange dents, which are called pitting. So the nail is a good indicator what is really going inside your body. So you could have nutritional deficiencies or even a poison. So if your nails display small surface dents, not due to a trauma, it could be a sign you have skin problems like eczema, psoriasis, or even skin cancer. So the pitting of the nail can also be due to arthritis. So if you see parallel lines, which can appear white or black, this can indicate a serious health condition. White parallel lines are known as Merkel's lines. It's most likely because of some low protein in the blood and malnutrition issue. When this happens, the liver can be affected and also be in distress. Now, the dark lines can indicate skin cancer and usually show up on just one nail, like one pinky nail. So if the nails have brown or red streaks, it may indicate a number of conditions, including a heart valve infection. nail lines or grooves going across the nail from left to right, not from trauma, is a sign of extreme stress called bruise lines. So some of you out there looking at your nails right now. Well, let's look at the nail shape and color. So fingernails can have different shapes to them. The shapes that go outside the normal are ones that, you know, we should be concerned about. For instance, if the nail develops a spoon shape in which they raise up on the sides and in the front of the nail instead of curving down, this is called colenchia, and it's often a sign of a person with possible lupus disease, which is, you know, a cancer. So when the nails become discolored, it could also indicate a medical condition. Aside from trauma, yellow nails usually indicate a lung condition, like tuberculosis. Brownish nails are associated with a thyroid condition or with pregnancy. And there is also a condition where the nail can be half white and half darker, which indicates renal failure, kidney failure. Now, medicine thinks the impurities in the blood from failing kidneys will change the pigment in the nail bed, and that's where that's showing up. And what about some of the foods you eat? Maybe some of the medications you're taking can be affecting your nails. So if you have red nails, not due to nail polish, it could indicate you have too many fatty acids and cholesterol from a diet consuming too much sugar, salt, and dairy products. Most often the liver is not functioning normally, and there is some blocked arteries. If the nails turn purple, aside from trauma or a lack of oxygen, it suggests a digestive system is off, mostly due to diet with too much sugar and not enough fruits and vegetables. And in some instances, pharmaceutical drugs like chemotherapy meds can turn your nails purple. Other drugs that can turn your nails purple are going to be blood pressure medicines, medications for headaches, and acetaminophens and cocaine. Amphetamines, trying to speak. So look for those drugs. And detached for inflamed nails, well, you know, sometimes your nails can cause to become loose and even fall off. And if you have loose nails, not due to trauma, it could be from a couple of things. Often loose nails point to a circulation problem called Raynaud's phenomenon. This is a unique circulation issue where only certain areas of the body seem to have blood flow disruption. Another reason for loose nails is a reaction to prescribed medicines for an overactive thyroid. So if the skin that supports the nail bed becomes red or inflamed, it's often usually from trauma, infection, or some irritation such as ingrown nails. So it can also be an indication of diabetes and HIV. So there are some medical procedures. There are some things out there that people go to the doctor for. And a lot of these procedures can cause trauma to your nails and permanently affect the health of the nails. So be real careful, research your treatments. For instance, if you have repeatedly dealt with ingrown toenails, and the podiatrist recommends a procedure to prevent the nail from becoming ingrown. This is using acid on the nail bed where the nail is. And what that does is it chokes off the oxygen flow to the nail. It traumatizes your nail bed. So the procedure uses acid to destroy part of the nail root, attempting to prevent it from growing into a curved position, causing an ingrown nail. However, often this leaves the nail vulnerable to fungus infection. And if this happens, the nail will be yellow, become thick and irregular, and also rise up off the toe itself. And once it's there, the nail, when it rises up, it can also have difficulty staying attached, or if you bump it or someone steps on it, it's very tender. The nail, a lot of pressure on the nail there. So trimming or cutting these type of nails, they're thick and irregular. They crumble and they break off. They don't trim very well. Often a full nail In this condition, if it falls off, it takes a year for one to grow back, but it's not going to grow back normal. So the nail falling off, and this will repeat itself as the condition, if the condition isn't corrected, it grows back the same way and you start all over again. So if you haven't grown nails and you want to get them trimmed by the podiatrist, just get the standard trimming, but don't get the permanent fix with the acid, because you'll be going through this nail fungus raised off the toe thing for like ever. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do have a great herbal nail fungus formula that's very good and helps almost immediately get rid of that tenderness feeling at the nail bed. So check that out when you can at thepowerherbs.com. Because nail fungus affects more people each year, and the drugs and the surgery and the lasers they use in attempt to correct it really are expensive, and they have some bad side effects. So you might want to look at that natural solution for that. Gentler things, right? And keep your nails healthy. Calcium, get some plant-based calcium. Keep your nails strong, because once you get on a plant-based calcium, boy, your nails get really, really strong. That's the first thing you see. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a nice plant-based calcium liquid as well, so you can keep your nails healthy and looking well. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out, get a free product catalog, stock up on those storable things for whatever the doomsday is going to hit, and, you know, be prepared. Be educated, be prepared, have some tools at your defense and protection. Thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com. Sign up for those newsletters. Get them in your email each week. You can opt in or out anytime, and there's no subscription fee. So go to ThePowerHerbs.com. Click on books and newsletters, enter your email, and get signed up for which one you want, or both if you want both. And be empowered out there. Also, if you're looking for more information to be a little bit more proactive, get your feet wet, roll up your sleeves, and get familiar with herbs, I recommend the Power Herbs book there at thepowerherbs.com. 400-page book, and it's $14.99, but it's a download. There's three formats to pick from. There's the PDF, the Kindle, or the iPad. So in there, you're going to learn things like how to make herbal tinctures, the proper way to cleanse toxins from the body so that you have success. You're going to learn about the herb symptom reference chart in there, so you can look up an symptom, see what your herbal options are, herbs to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing, lots of things like that. So nice book for the shelf, and herbs are timeless, so none of that information will ever be out of style. I'm out of time, so don't forget the harvest sale at thepowerherbs.com. Save 15%, details online, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.